And this is radio's highly regarded Wally Ballou with another Man in the Street broadcast in our series of interviews with interesting people from all over this country of ours. I wonder if I could chat with you, sir, just a minute.
I'd be more than delighted. It's a pleasure to be talking to a radio microphone.
Well, you don't get a chance very often, that's for sure. Well, what's your name, please?
My name is Ward Smith. I'm from Ellisville, Massachusetts.
Isn't that down on Cape Cod somewhere, Ellisville?
Yes, just at the start of Cape Cod.
That's beautiful country down that way. What do you do, sir?
Well, I thought you might guess. I'm a cranberry grower, and I own cranberry bogs.
Is that so? I've always wanted to know a little bit about the raising of cranberries. They're such beautiful things when you see them growing.
Well, they grow in bogs, you know, Mr. Ballou. And
you have to be very careful of frosts, don't you?
That's right. You have to flood the bogs if there's danger of frost, and then you have to harvest them when they're big and red and ripe and juicy and bitter as anything. You know, they're bitter.
Yes. And then, of course, after you harvest them in the fall, I guess, don't you?
Yes, late summer.
After you do that, you turn them over for processing. Do you process them yourself?
What do you mean by that, Mr. Ballou?
By that, I mean, do you have your own factory for squeezing the juice out of them?
Squeezing the juice out of cranberries? Well, I never heard.
Yes, to make cranberry juice. Such as find in your cranberry juice cocktail, that sort of thing.
Well, now, you've triggered me a little. I've never thought of that.
That would be a good thing to do with them.
Well, I've been selling them in a basket like strawberries, cranberry shortcake, and they really don't move that way.
Well, of course, you could also sell them to people who want to make jelly out of them. Cranberry jelly is very delicious.
Jelly out of cranberry? Well, is there pectin in them or something?
Well, I suppose there is, and you could put certain additives in them.
And,
cranberry sauce is delicious, with the whole cranberry in it.
Well, what would that be, a dessert?
Yeah, no, people serve this with things like turkey and, certain kinds of meat.
There
are a great many uses for cranberries, sir, that I think, maybe you haven't stumbled upon as yet.
Could you use them in any other way?
Well, I can't
think. Could you make, like, glass with them?
No, I don't think you can make glass out of them. But
you can squeeze them. Let me write this down.
You can squeeze
them. Do you have a pencil?
Here's one, yeah.
Jelly, right?
Make jelly out of them.
Juice.
Cranberry juice.
J-U. How do you spell it?
I-C-E.
What?
I-C-E.
I-C-E. I thought there was a J in juice.
J-U-I-C-E.
Oh, J-U-I-C-E.
Cranberry sauce.
Yeah.
And you could even make cranberry ice cream. It's delicious. Cranberry sherbet.
Well, I don't know how to thank you. This is,
quite all right. We're always happy to be of assistance to our
30 years
interviews.
I've been selling them the whole thing in a basket. Never thought of it.
Well, I'm glad we've opened up a new field for you, Mr. Smith, and give our best to everybody back at Cape Cod when you get home.
Up in Ellisville, right. I will. Well, there's only one other family there.
Uh-huh. Well, that's all the news that we see from our vantage point here in the street. And so for this Man in the Street interview, this is radio's Wally Ballou, winner of 7 news coverage awards, returning you to our studio.